Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Three Down Nation CFL picks straight up and against the spread for week 15 in the Canadian Football League. I'm joined by JC Abbott. JC, we did not have a good Labor Day rematch week last week. I don't think anybody was on the Elks to win that game by 12 points, but then we got bitten in the butt with the comeback, or the crumback, I should say, in the nation's capital, and with Zach Collaros getting dinged and that Bombers-Riders game getting a little bit out of hand there. Do you think we can have a better week this week? I'm hoping so.
We have to have a better week, Hodge. I don't think we can withstand two of those weeks. Our credibility is in shreds right now, man. Come on, pull yourself together.
We are. I mean, the in-game injuries can be tough. Like, the Stampeders had a shift along the offensive line pretty quick in that game. I think that really hurt them. Obviously, Zach Collaros going down about midway through the third quarter negatively impacted the Bombers in that game. So those injuries do obviously play a factor, and it's impossible to predict who is or who isn't going to get hurt over the course of a game. So I'm writing those off as one-offs. Hopefully this week we'll manage a little better. Let's get into the picks. The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 7-point home favorites over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Friday night. Chris Streveler will get the start under center for Winnipeg, with Zach Collaros out due to a head injury, while Demario Houston will make his season debut at cornerback. Hamilton will get Casey Sales back along the defensive line this week after he missed last game due to a groin injury. Can the Blue Bombers get back to their winning ways, or will Kenny Lawler and the Tiger Cats crush the visitors in Steeltown?
I'm all on the Ticats in this game, and this is no disrespect to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, but when Chris Streveler is under center, they're a different team, right? That's a different dynamic than Zach Collaros, and not to say Zach has been lights out this season or even at the peak of his abilities, but he gives them a more consistent passing attack, a option that you can rely upon. Chris Streveler, yes, he played well in that first game this season against BC, but since then, he has not shown that same passing prowess at all. I think with a jacked-up Ticats offense, with the weapons that they have, they'll put up points, and the Bombers are not going to be able to keep pace in this game. I know it's a pretty wide spread, but I'm riding with the Tabbies here. I think they can cover.
Yeah, I'm with you, JC. Chris Streveler is 2-0. It should be stated on the year as a starter. He played genuinely well in that week 2 win over BC. He also started week 9 at home against the Toronto Argonauts. He did not play very well in that game. The reason the Bombers won was 2 return touchdowns from rookie Trey Vavil. That is why the Bombers put up 40 points in that game. They might have even got a defensive touchdown in that game, if I remember correctly. Regardless, the point is, both of those games were at home. Right? Toronto not currently a playoff team. BC, technically a playoff team right now, but point is neither of those teams he's beaten are world beaters. Meanwhile, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, I think, have improved dramatically on defense over the course of this season. Julian Hauser turning back the clock. I like the rest of their D-line, their rotation that they've got at D-tackle on the other edge. Their secondary has tightened up. And then obviously their offense has put up a bunch of points. Greg Bell coming off a really good game. Bo Levi Mitchell, not his best game last week against the Montreal Alouettes, but heck, he got a rushing touchdown, first one in a decade. And I think that the Tabbies are going to be all over the Bombers this week. I just don't see Chris Streveler going 3-0 as a starter. Again, I don't want to disrespect Chris Streveler. He's a great football player. I'm just not convinced he's a great quarterback. And yes, threw the ball really well in that BC win, 3 touchdown passes in that one. But he looked poor at the end of that Banjo Bowl. And he, again, did not play well in that Week 9 win against the Toronto Argonauts. So I'm happy to take the Tabbies -7. I don't think I'd go up to double digits for this one, but even -8, -9, I'm happy to scoop Steeltown here. I think that the Hamilton Tiger Cats see that first place in the East Division in their sights. And based on their performance last week, especially on defense, I don't think they're going to take their foot off the gas. I'm happy to take the Tiger Cats -7.
The BC Lions are 9.5-point home favorites over the Ottawa Redblacks on Friday night. Dustin Crum will start again for Ottawa after leading the team to an impressive fourth-quarter comeback over the Lions last week in the nation's capital, while Adrian Fry will return at defensive back after missing the Redblacks' last 6 games with a shoulder injury. BC has also shaken up its defensive line with the recently acquired Levi Bell starting in place of the injured Kamoko Ture, and Bradley Anae, a former NFL draft pick, making his debut as a backup. Can the Lions avenge last week's collapse, or will the Redblacks sweep the home and home?
I think the Lions have to win this game. Like, honestly, like they're 5-7. Last week was a brilliant opportunity to get back to 500, right, have a bit of a get-right game. This team got shockingly blown out in Toronto leading up to Labor Day. This was a great opportunity to get back to 500, get back to even, and they failed to do so. Like honestly, I don't mean to sound hyperbolic, but this could be a make-or-break game for the Lions heading into the rest of the season. Like, they've got Calgary twice after this game in the next 3 weeks to follow, and they've got Saskatchewan late in the year. I'm sure they're hopeful the Riders will have wrapped up a spot and be resting a bunch of players by then. But regardless, my point is this is not an easy schedule. The Lions also have the Edmonton Elks in Week 20, a team that's played pretty well over the last month and a half and could very well be pushing the BC Lions for a playoff spot, or dare I say be ahead of the Lions for a playoff spot by that point. So I think the BC Lions, if head coach Buck Pierce has them going right, they need to be heading into this game with a do or die mentality. The season is in many ways on the line. Yeah, Zach Kolaris getting hurt helps the Lions potentially make up some ground on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, but they've already lost the season series to Winnipeg. So for all intents and purposes, they're an extra game back of the blue and gold. So I think that this team will get it done. The spread is a little nutty to me, considering that the Redblacks just won. So I am going to take the Redblacks against the spread, but I don't see this as being a particularly close game. I see this as being, you know, the Lions are up, you know, 13, 15, 17 points going in late, and Dustin Crum gets a late touchdown to cover the game. Like, that is the type of contest, the type of matchup I'm anticipating. And so I'm going to take the BC Lions to win, but I am going to take the Ottawa Redblacks to cover. And if the Lions win this one or lose this one, I will put this out there. I think their season, for all intents and purposes, is done.
I don't think you're being hyperbolic there, Hodge. This is a must-win game for the BC Lions, and if you don't win it, you might as well hang them up right now. Focus on 2026. Start sorting out your roster for next year, because you are toasted. You cannot give up any more ground in this extremely tight playoff race. You cannot risk surrendering another gimme, and this should be a gimme, even though you lost last week with Dustin Crum under center. This is a very winnable quarterback matchup. I think the Lions know that it's a must-win game. I think they'll come out with a little bit more fire here offensively. The conditions, the elements that were a problem in Ottawa in terms of the wind and the rain early in that game won't be in the dome at BC Place. Nathan Rourke, I think, is going to put up some numbers against a more suspect Red Blacks defense. And I think the defense for the Lions will step up a little bit more here, knowing that right now they are directly in the crosshairs. Am I still taking the Red Blacks to cover? Absolutely, because I can't trust the Lions this much, but I believe they know what's at stake in this game, and I will pick them to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The Toronto Argonauts are 4-point home favorites over the Edmonton Elks on Saturday afternoon. It appears Javon Leak may not play for Edmonton due to illness, while the Argonauts will keep Nick Arbuckle as the starter under center, despite Chad Kelly putting out a social media post recently that hinted at him making his official return to the lineup. JC, which of these suddenly hot below 500 teams will get the win at BMO Field in a game that will pay tribute to the late, great John Candy?
This is a consequential matchup for the playoff race here, because if the Elks can get another win, especially if the Lions slip up, they can move into a playoff spot. But if the Argos win and the Lions have slipped up the day before, they will move into, well, they'll be tied with the Red Blacks, but they will also be in playoff contention because the crossover will no longer be at play there. So this is a serious late season playoff previewing matchup here that has consequences for the standings. When it comes to these two teams, I think offensively, the Argos are the better unit right now with the way that Nick Arbuckle is playing. But the Edmonton Elks have quietly become a much better defense over this last stretch of games, even with some of the pieces that they have been missing. I think that's going to continue here. And I don't know that the Argos are going to have an answer to the one weapon that the Elks do have on offense, that being Justin Rankin. If Jordan McSimmick continues to feed the beast, both in the run game and in the passing game, I think Justin Rankin can continue to put up numbers, and I think the Elks can pull an upset here on the road.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of hoping, low-key, that Justin Rankin continues to light it up as a receiver, just because I think the idea of him becoming the first 1,000 player in CFL history would be an amazing storyline to get to follow over this last third of the season. The other thing I'll say, JC, is this the game of the week? I know that might sound wild to say, but this is the one I'm most excited for. How do you feel about it?
I think it's the game of the week. I mean, with all that's at stake in terms of the playoff race and all those elements with the way that these two offenses are playing, with the ramifications, if Toronto stubs their toe and Nick Arbuckle struggles in this game, that he could be pulled and Chad Kelly could go in, the level of intrigue, the level of excitement it's unbecoming for two teams of that only have 4 wins to their credit right now, or 4 wins and 5 wins. I think this is the game to circle on your calendar.
Yeah, these were both 2-win football teams, like recently, mm-hmm. they were 2-win football teams. And now, as you laid out, Edmonton's got 5. They've won 4 of their last 4. They've also covered the spread in 6 of their last 7. And I think some of those wins are a little suspect. You know, they beat the Montreal Alouettes without Davis Alexander. You know, they beat the Ottawa Redblacks. They beat the Toronto Argonauts, a couple of teams that, again, are in the lower part of the standings. But after that Calgary win, it's like, holy smokes. And the reason I am going to pick the Edmonton Elks to win and cover, yes, the Argos are 6th against the Rush this season, but the reason I'm picking them is not even Justin Rankin. It's Jordan Williams. I put on the film of that win that the Edmonton Elks got last week, and the guy consistently collapsing the pocket for the Edmonton Elks against Vernon Adams Jr. was Jordan Williams, who was cut by the Argonauts just a couple weeks ago, had arguably his game of the year against the Stampeders in the Labor Day rematch. And if he was playing that well against the Stamps, how well is he going to play going back to BMO and saying, oh yeah, you guys are going to cut me? You think you got a better nose tackle than me? You think you got a better interior guy than me? Okay, I'm going to light you up. And so Jordan Williams, shout out Jordan Williams. I thought he had a great game, very disruptive for that defensive front of the Elks. The Elks spent a ton of money on their D-line this offseason. I'm not convinced that that was a great use of their money, but strangely enough, as the injuries from their starters have piled up, same with the linebacking core, right? I think Joel DeBlanco's been sensational since coming into the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. Brock Mogensen's been great since coming into the starting lineup. Like, somehow the Elks have had a youth movement on defense, and it's paying dividends. So I'm happy to take the Elks here, -4, really starting to put some pressure on the BC Lions and Winnipeg Blue Bombers, getting hot at the right time.
The Saskatchewan Roughriders are 7.5-point home favorites over the Montreal Alouettes on Saturday night. The Riders have won 6 of their last 7 games, though their secondary is banged up, with Tavon Campbell, Marcus Sales, Nelson Lacombo, and Jackson Ford all missing practice this week. Meanwhile, McLeod Bethel-Thompson has returned to Montreal's active roster and will get the start for the Alouettes, taking over from the struggling James Morgan. Which of these two teams do you see coming out on top?
I wish that I had more confidence, because there's a part of me that desperately wants to take the Montreal Alouettes to not just cover this spread, JC, but win this damn football game. Why? Because it makes no sense. And this is the Canadian Football League, and things that don't make any sense happen, right? This team has lost 5 games in a row. Only one of those games has even been within 10 points. Like, they had the one close loss to Edmonton in week 10. Other than that, this team has been getting the snot kicked out of them. McLeod Bethel-Thompson lost at home to Saskatchewan 34-6 in week 9. Well, if you can't beat the Riders in Montreal, you can't beat the Riders in Regina. Like, give me a break. And then you've got the Rough Riders coming off an extremely high, you know, tie-high, winning not only Labor Day Classic, but the Banjo Bowl, something they haven't done since before the pandemic. This team, I mean, Calgary's loss last week, I'm sure, feels like a gift. It's like, oh, we had the Stamps 2 points behind us, them having the season series. All of a sudden, oh, they're on bye this week. We get a banged up Alouettes team. Like, let's go. Like all the signs point very heavily in favor of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. I wish I had the confidence. I wish I had the gall. I wish that I had it in me to take the Montreal Alouettes. But JC, I just can't. I can't do it. My record is not good enough to roll the dice like that. I'm not even taking the Alouettes to cover. But I have this inkling feeling that we're going to sit here a week from now doing our picks for week 16, and I'm going to be kicking myself, being like, I saw that ridiculous upset coming, and I just didn't have the you-know-whats to really go with it, to really drive it home. So I'm going to shamefully take the Saskatchewan Roughriders to win and cover. I don't think the Riders are going to finish 16-2. Like, they're going to stub their toe over the last third of the season. It might only happen once. 15-3 is still an amazing record, but I'm against my better judgment, I'm just going to say it's not going to happen this week. I will take the Montreal Alouettes to continue being in the toilet. I'll take the Saskatchewan Roughriders to win and cover.
I'll tell you what, Hodge, I love to show off my you-know-whats. That's why I wore my assless chaps last week.
Oh, no!
So I am riding with the Montreal Alouettes in this game. I think they can pull off the unlikely upset of the Saskatchewan Roughriders on the road. And the reason being, there's just too many injuries in this Riders secondary right now. You listed off the players that have not been able to practice so far this week. Devon Campbell, Marcus Sales, Nelson Lacumbo, Jackson Ford. Also, CJ Rivas missed one practice and was limited yesterday. I'm sure he will be in doubt as well for this game. That's a lot of pieces in a very talented secondary that have gone down or are nicked up. And McLeod Bethel-Thompson, for all his struggles this season, is a veteran quarterback, and I think he can do more than James Morgan has shown the last few weeks with a Alouettes team that, let's not forget, got a bunch of huge pieces back last week before their loss and could not capitalize on it because they didn't have the quarterback play. If they get even reasonable level quarterback play here from MBT, I think they're going to have way more success on offense. I think that's a talented defense. And I think the Riders are going to be depleted enough that this is going to be a narrow upset win by the Montreal Alouettes.
Look, we've seen McLeod Bethel-Thompson play high-level football before. We really have, right? I consider myself to be an MBT truther. This is a guy who has had multiple 4,000-yard seasons, and he has led the CFL in passing touchdowns before. He has not shown any of that through five starts this year. He's 1-4 as a starter, and the only win was the Calgary game where VA was unable to finish. So I think the trend has to get bucked at some point. Like, this Alouettes team is not going to lose out the year. They're going to have at least one, I think more than one, impressive win down the stretch. I really do. But I am not wearing my assless chaps, JC. So I'm going to take the Riders to win and cover. You're the dangerous one this week. You're picking the Alouettes to spoil the party in Riderville, which, I mean, it could happen. We'll have to wait and see. I'm excited for this one. But again, game of the week, strangely, the battle of two under 500 teams in Toronto. Two teams that I think a lot of people thought were dead and buried come the end of August. So with that said, I'm John Hodge, joined as always by JC Abbott. Enjoy week 15 in the Canadian Football League, folks. We'll see you back here next week for our picks for week 16. We'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.